It is 4th of August and it's time to answer some questions. My listener Linda sent a letter with a request to tell about the people who are now being evacuated from the frontline areas of Donbas. Indeed, the Ukrainian authorities ordered a complete evacuation of residents of the non-occupied parts of the Lugansk and Donetsk regions. This decision is quite justified. The Russians absolutely do not take into account the victims among the civilian population. They literally rain cities and villages with shells. On the example of Mariupol, in which more than 70% of the buildings were completely or partially destroyed, it is clear that the main thing for the Russians is to seize the territory. It does not matter to them whatever at least one living person and at least one whole structure remains on this territory. The main thing is to capture, albeit lifeless, ruins. I note that from the very beginning of the war, the authorities called on the inhabitants of the frontline zones to leave for the central or western regions of Ukraine, away from shelling and bombing. And I also note that this call was heard. I already told in one of the episodes about visiting a city in which more than 300,000 people lived in the winter, and in May only a couple of thousands. I can say that by today, everyone who wanted and could live has already left Donbas. All those who could find housing and work in other regions have already moved there. There are those who have nowhere to move, who do not have relatives who are ready to accept them or money savings that could be used to live in another city. For the most part, these are old people. The evacuation is underway under the control of doctors and social workers. The evacuees are placed in resorts and holiday camps, which now do not accept tourists due to the war. Doctors are constantly working in these camps. There are quite decent living conditions, showers, toilets, hot meals. Of course, this is not your home, but the probability of dying or being injured in an evacuation is 1,000 times less than at home. Linda also asks if Ukrainians receive state pensions. Yes, we have a guaranteed old age pension for everyone. It can be more or less depending on how many years a person worked and paid taxes. But all women who have reached the age of 60 and men from 65 receive it. This is not a lot of money, which is definitely not enough for travel or for large purchases, but it covers basic needs.